All right, cosmic travelers. Today we're diving into a Tanya portion that's like a spiritual espresso shot. It's potent, it wakes up your soul, and it's got a kick that will stay with you all day. In Chapter 41, we get up close and personal with a concept that'll rock your celestial socks off. Kabbalato Malchut Shamayim, the acceptance of the yoke of heaven. Now picture this. You're in the driver's seat of your life, cruising down the highway, when suddenly you realize you're not alone. There's a presence, a divine jeeps guiding you. That's Hashem, the king of all kings. And what does this mean for us, mere mortals? It's simple. We need to serve with love and awe. No external enforce is necessary. It's about that inner reverence, that soul deep understanding that we are to Hashem what loyal subjects are to a benevolent ruler. But here's the twist, my friends. This isn't about servitude that weighs you down. Oh, no. This is about the kind of service that sets you free, that elevates your every action from mundane to miraculous. You see, when you perform a mitzvah with love and fear of God, it's not just ticking a box. It's an act of cosmic significance. It's your heart saying, yes, I acknowledge the infinite, and your soul soaring on the wings of that profound connection. So remember, as we navigate the labyrinth of life, our true north, our magnetic pull is the service of Hashem. Let that be revealed in your heart. Let it be as clear as the starry night sky. Because at the end of the day, we're not just random stardust. We're Hashem's servants, and that, my friends, is a truth worth embracing with every fiber of our being. Keep that in your cosmic toolkit and watch your spiritual journey transform. Keep shining, keep serving, and stay stellar.